Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
Glenn, how are you today?
Good, Michael. Yeah, tough to follow on from Peter Moody. Really strong stuff there earlier in the program.
No, very, very up on the steel today, which is what we love about Peter Moody. Now, what he has done, though, he has shortened your segment here because we're a little bit under the pump. So let's whip through these trial file black bookers. Let's start at Flemington Jump Outs.
Yeah, let's keep short and sweet. Heat 4, Aidensfield, the three-year-old filly with the hay stable. Her jump outs last time in were poor and reflected in her only run last prep. She's come back much, much better this preparation on the evidence of her two jump outs this time in. So she was an easy winner of this heat here in Heat 4, and she appears to be back to her best, which we know is a good standard. And she goes into Flemington Creswick Stakes first up. I reckon she's going to be right in the money there.
All right. Who else is there that we want to follow out of the Flemington jump outs?
Heat 6, Love Planet, is a progressive middle-distance three-year-old in the Chris Wallace stable. He's won two or three starts. The only time he failed was when we tipped him on debut, unfortunately. But he's a really nice horse, and I think I'm surprised he's not in Hong Kong, Michael, because he's got a lot of talent. He finished last in this heat, but he looked big and burly there, and his work through the line was good. So keep an eye on Love Planet. And a couple nominated for Geelong. In Heat 13, Italian Poet was an impressive two-year-old debut last campaign behind Lightsaber. He's a big raw style of horse, and he took out that heat in slow time. He's going well. He might want a little bit further than what he gets tomorrow at Geelong, but Damien Lane takes the ride, and he'll go close. And in Heat 15, a really, really nice two-year-old here, trained by James Cummings, the Godolphin. Her name's Zapateo. She improved sharply on her second career jump out, an easy winner here in good time for the morning. And we've been waiting for the Blue Army to, release some promising babies back into the season. Mm. And this one looks like she's got a real bright future. But drawn 19 there tomorrow, but we're very keen to have a bet.
All right, that's got me excited about tomorrow as well. Speaking of smart youngsters, Jigsaw was back at the jump outs.
He certainly was. Heat 1 there at Cranbourne, backed up his smart jump out win last week. Another strong showing here, winning this seat. The rider sat quiet throughout. Went to the line untested. He's definitely picked up where he left off last campaign. It's hard to say whether he's improved or not, but there's certainly more wins in store for this smart son of Manhattan Rain, trained by Cindy Alderson.
All right, that was the Cranbourne. What about at Ballarat?
Yeah, Ballarat Heat 7 Deep Speed, trained by Tony and Calvin McAvoy, returned from the spell after his Magic Millions trip, and he made a strong impression on the synthetic here at his home base in Ballarat. He was asked for an effort late in the heat, and he ran away from his rivals. He won that performance in good time. So he may even step out following this effort. It was a pretty strong piece of work. So reportedly knocked back significant offers from Hong Kong, Michael. So I heard some crazy figures bandied around, and we know they love the deep fields in Hong Kong. But interesting to follow his progression, knowing they've knocked back those offers. He's already a winner of two of his five starts.
Yeah, promising horse. So Deep Speed is the one to follow out of Ballarat. All right, you've already mentioned one that you're very keen to play tomorrow at Geelong. What price are we looking in the early markets for Zapetto tomorrow?
Well, it went up $4.20, Michael, and the punters were straight into it, despite the barrier there. It's into $3.60, and Damien Oliver, like I said, takes the ride. And if they don't run there because of the barrier, there's another horse in the race that's trialled up well. That's Nad from the McAvoy stable, trialled well out in the Western District. We touched on it last week. So very keen to back Zapateo if they accept there tomorrow.
All right, lovely. Is there anything else on that card tomorrow we can follow?
Yes, there is. Geelong Race 4, number 14, Dylan Kulos from the Danny O'Brien stable. She's first up off an Oaks preparation there tomorrow. She had a really sharp jump out last week at Flemington. She was up on the speed there and second to White Hibiscus, the stable mate. So she's very forward and looks the better of the day there, Dylan Kulos.
All right, that's a high-confidence meeting tomorrow at Geelong, which will build the bank for Flemington on Saturday. Is there anything at headquarters you like?
Like I touched on earlier, Aidensfield, I think, a big chance. And in race 9 there, Red Can Man. Good to hear Dave Brydoak give a little bit of a push there for him. His trials have been super. He trialled really nicely at Traralgon and jumped out well at Mornington prior to that. Also in the same race, William Thomas, scratch from Sandown last week. He's been trialling well too out at Cranbourne, so keep an eye on those two from the jump out.
Glennie, good luck. It sounds like we've got a bit of confidence. Hopefully it's a money-making day at Geelong tomorrow and over the weekend.
Good on you, Michael. Thank you.